بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله رب العالمین و الصلاة و السلام على اشرف الانبیاء و المرسلین حبیب قلوبنا و طبیب نفوسنا بالقاسم المصطفى محمد و على آل بیت الطیبین الطاهرین المعصومین المکرمین سی و ما بقیت الله فی الاردین. Respected brothers and sisters, congratulations on each of every one of you on being able to successfully complete one month of fasting and worshiping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and completing the rituals of this month. For those depending on where in this globe you're located, for those who are celebrating it today, happy Eid al-Fitr, Eid Mubarak to you. And for those who has already celebrated this day, we are also congratulating all of you on this great Eid. The 16th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah, in fact, gets to the part that is really in line with the scheme or with the theme of the day of the Eid. In fact, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, in this 16th dua, where he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for pardoning for his sins and seeking refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, وَبَشِّرْنِي بِذَلِكَ. If you can recall, in the previous part, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam was asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with number of requests. One of them was that, وَقِنِي مِنَ الْمَعَاسِي. Protect me from my sins. وَاسْتَعْمِلْنِي بِالطَّاعَة. Employ me in your obedience. وَارْزُقْنِي حُسْنَ الْإِنَابَة. Provide me with excellent turning back to you. وَتَهِرْنِي بِالتَّوْبَة. Purify me through repentance. وَعَيِّدْنِي بِالْإِسْمَة. And then assist me or strengthen me through the preservation from sin. وَاسْتَسْلِحْنِي بِالْعَاقِبَة. إِلَى آخِر. Until the end of it. And then Imam Sajjad says, and by those answering those du'as in regards to myself, وَبَشِّرْنِي بِذَلِكَ فِي الْعَاجِلِ. Meaning that give me the good news of what? Of that in the immediate. دون العاجل. The first عاجل is with عين. The second one is with ألف. Not the deferred. بشرة عاجل البشرة أعرفها. Right? It's the good news that comes to you. It's not deferred. That I recognize, that I have been looking for. Right? Let's take a break and we'll be back shortly.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
All right, respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum again. Congratulations on the day of Eid again. Today in the qunut of the salat of the day of Eid al-Fitr, we say a special dua, and that dua is really beautiful. You can recite it outside of the times of the Qadr. Meaning that dua is a beautiful dua in which we say, Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra ma sa'alaka minhu ibaduka as-salihun. Oh Allah, we ask you for the best of what people has achieved in their lives, right? As'aluka khayra ma sa'alaka minhu ibaduka as-salihun. I'm asking you for a better answering of my du'as, or for a better gift than what the sulaha, the best of your servants, have already asked for it, right? And then in here it says, بَشِّرْنِي فِالذَّلِكَ فِالْعَاجِلِ دُونَ الْعَاجِلِ. Right? Give me the good news of that and the immediate, not the deferred. أَعْرِفُهَا. Right? The ones that you recognize. وَعَرِّفْنِي فِيهَا عَلَامَةً أَنْبِيَانِ. Make me known to me therein a sign which I may clearly see. Inna dhalika la yadhiqu alayka fi wus'ik. If I am asking these, none of these constrain you in your plenty. Wala yataka'aduka fi qudratik. And they do not distress you in your power. Wala yatasadda'uka fi anatik. They ascend beyond thy lack of haste. Wala yu'udhuka fi jabra'ila hiba'ika allati dallat alayha ayatuk. And also, I want to ask you, O Allah, to ascend beyond your lack of haste or tire you in your great gifts, which are pointed to us by your signs that you have sent us over and over. We have confronted you. We have disobeyed you. We have done wrong to you, yet you have returned it with mercy. ولا يعودك في جزيل هباتك التي دلت عليها آياتك, or tire thee in thy great gifts which are pointed by your signs. Verily, إنك تفعل ما تشاء. Verily, you can do whatever you want. وتحكم ما تريد, and you will decree or you will command upon whatever you want. Let's take a final break, and inshallah we'll come back to wrap up the 16th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
Alright, in this final portion, as we mentioned, after Imam finishes a dua that is very descriptive, that is very knowledge-bringing for all of us, he says, إِنَّكَ تَفْعَلُ مَا تَشَاءُ. I said all of what I have said, but O Allah, I do know that you are superior to me, and I have accepted this, right? And if I do not consider you to be superior to me, then I will get into life situations where other wrong human beings become my, or become our, person that is standing superior to us, and that makes everything difficult. Like, we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is superior to us. We have faith in that. And then we say, إِنَّكَ تَفْعَلُ مَا تَشَاءُ. All right, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we believe that He's superior to us in all means or by all means. إِنَّكَ تَفْعَلُ مَا تَشَاءُ. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever I have said, but you know, you do whatever you want to do. No one can influence you by any way. No one is superior to you. No one has an impact on your decision making. In regards to us, our very selves, the only one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows to have impression and impact is ourselves, through our deeds, the deeds that will carry on coming with us, and they follow us not only in this dunya but in the hereafter. وَتَحْكُمُ مَا تُرِيدُ, and you decree what you desire. O Allah, innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. You are powerful over everything. And anytime I confuse my stance with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's where the setup for my failure has been successfully completed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to stay away from that. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را, هرگز مخواه از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را, یا سجاد.